Hello everybody, welcome to Fat Buddies episode 22. We are now during Team of the Season La Liga and we are here with Jake, our trading expert. How are you, Jake?
What's up guys? I'm doing well today. Big day on the market and for FIFA in general. We got the La Liga guarantee and the Turkish League guarantee, which is always brings some excitement onto foot. And we also got a tradable Team of the Week SBC, which was actually kind of out of the blue and a little bit surprising. So I'm excited, looking forward to the content today and our podcast, of course.
Yeah, guys, today we are going very fast through this podcast. We are recording on a Wednesday, right after the release of the guaranteed SBCs that Jake was saying.
Yep.
So this week we had, let's say, pretty juiced up team of the season for La Liga. We've got Jake's favorite SBC, Militao, flashback. Now the guaranteed cards. Tomorrow is Thursday, the rewards day, big rewards day.
Yep.
And I want to start with remembering a little bit what happened last Thursday after we recorded the podcast. I guess a lot of you made a lot of money, a lot of coins.
Mm-hmm.
How was that last Thursday, Jake?
Yeah, the market exploded last Thursday as we kind of expected. And guys, the reason for this right now is because simply playing the game, playing Weekend League is paying out so well because of the elite packs you get and because so many players are playing the game to get rewards now, you're essentially finishing Weekend League with a high budget return of maybe, say, some people got upwards of 1 million coins, no problem, last weekend, for example. So you saw players that linked with Team of the Season fly in price. I know we looked at VVD on the podcast. Florian and I really liked him because he had so many different links. There wasn't like a lot of center backs, kind of like we talked about. And he actually went from, when we recorded, from 285K to 400K the very next day, which is absolutely crazy. To be honest, I expected him to do well, but not that well. But it really shows how those red picks and how people are excited for these different Team of the Season cards.
Yeah, I remember, Jake, guys, if you follow this podcast, you are not a lot of followers, but the ones who follow know this information. I was asking you during the podcast if to sell the VVDs. Of course, it was like some kind of a joke because I knew I need to hold them through Thursday. And I had 7 VVDs and I made 700K coins on an investment of 2 million coins. So I would say that was a
pretty good
investment, yeah. And it was like a very safe investment.
Yep.
I didn't buy during Wednesday when it crashed a little bit. So it went from 300 to 280 or 270.
Yep.
I was buying at 300K before the podcast and a little bit during the podcast.
Sure.
And he went till 400K almost. And it's not like, I mean, it's always difficult to find the right time to buy, to make sure you buy the cheapest.
Yep.
But at least when you feel confident, like I did, I felt confident that he will rise a lot.
Yep.
It was a very good move. I remember you saying he will go up like 30K or 40K. He went up like 150K.
Exactly. Yeah, like I said, it was more than I expected even, but him being out of packs and being such a high rated just makes it so, if more people are buying than are selling, like he only is going to go one way, and a lot of people were buying, so that was exciting. And yeah, you bought at a good time. You know, basically when we were looking was right when the Premier League team of the season SBC came around, so a lot of people were kind of selling some players, shifting their team around. So you're going to see that a little bit today, of course, too. But cards went a little bit lower, so that VVD just dropped that day when you bought at a stable price of 300. So you were still fine to be in profit. You just bought a little bit earlier in the week, which is just fine. Because obviously, like right now, or last week, this time was the time to buy Wednesday afternoon for a little bit less price. But you still bought at a good time. And if you pick the right players, you should be good anyways.
Moving forward, Jake. So we reached in our review Friday night. Friday night, Team of the Season La Liga came out. And let's say what happened there. A lot of hype towards La Liga center backs. Because we had Ramos. We had Varane, who was 2.7 mil at some point and probably for a lot of hours. And also Diego Carlos, who was price range locked at 1.2 mil. So it was a lot of hype over there. I will be honest with you guys. I bought two of them. His price got updated in like 1.5 hours after the release.
Yep.
I sold one for 50k profit.
Nice.
And I sold the other one for 100k loss.
That's how that sounds like typical price ranges for me.
And I mean, it was a risky move, but let's say I invested 2.4 mil, I lost 50k. It's not, it wasn't like a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But I know a lot of people lost a lot of coins. I was doing some coins, and I will leave you a comment after this, Jake.
Yep.
I was doing some coins buying Messi, shapeshifter's card.
Yep.
He was very cheap. He was 1.8 mil before the release of Team of the Season.
Mm-hmm.
I bought Hazard for birthday.
Oh,
and
perfect.
Griezmann for birthday. Those were also very good, very good profit investments.
Yep.
I also played with them, but before I will tell you how I was doing, I want to for you to comment on what happened that night.
Yeah, of course. So like Florian said, the center backs came in, guys, and they were just way more juiced than we expected. Like, I don't think anyone expected a Diego Carlos with 90 plus pace, defense, and physical. I mean, that makes him instantly one of the top center backs in the game. I mean, people already really liked his Europa League cards, so this makes him exceptional. And then, of course, you have that Ramos and Varane, and to have a center back with 95 pace is absolutely insane. And people were definitely hyped over it. Florian's talking about how he bought some cards that went up, so one that I really want to touch on, because you will see this continuously, guys, and you probably already have. We've talked about it a little bit already, is Shapeshifter Messi. And basically, Florian picked a card, and he used his knowledge, hopefully, to derive that this Messi that was coming out would be crazy expensive. They're making pretty much a lot of the Team of the Season is better than, or at least on par with Team of the Year, which usually they're actually a little bit worse. So that makes a card like Messi or Ronaldo or Van Dijk very, very, very expensive. So if you buy some of their previous versions, they oftentimes go up, because what happens is people that have those previous versions, like the Shapeshifter, they sell in anticipation of the event coming and in anticipation of him getting a new card, and they worry that he's getting a new special card that will bring it down. But what happens is they're so pricey, it actually lifts them up, and it works even better if they're separate positions. This happened with actually also Shapeshifter Mahrez. That's a really good example. It happened with Striker Mane, because his typical card is a left wing. So both those versions did super well because they're in completely different positions. People will use them a bit differently. So Florian likely made some really good profit on him there too. On top of that, looking at some other cards he bought, the attackers in this team have been pretty darn pricey. And honestly, there's not that many. There's just two pretty expensive strikers, a left wing, and then you got Fekir as well. I don't think anyone's really looking to use Gerard Moreno as a right mid. I think that's kind of laughable. He's SBC fodder, so...
Yeah,
a lot of the attackers did really well in La Liga because there's just not that many options presented here.
Yeah, so guys, let's say overall, because I've got like 150k on Messi, 100k on each of the other players during Friday and Saturday. Yeah, during weekend league.
Yep.
I tried a lot of these La Liga players, so
yep.
I want to tell you, I played with Shapeshifter Messi, with Fat Birthday Griezmann Hazard. I've tried Cross.
Nice.
I've tried which one? I tried Santi Cazorla, 5-star weak foot.
Yep.
I've tried Diego Carlos. So I want to tell you guys, because I really like to play with these guys. Exactly after the moment I played with them, I also sold them. So I didn't lose a lot of coins, maybe 50k tax or something like this. So 100k maximum on all these three, four players from these team impacts. And you've seen, guys, after people play with them, they sell them. So during Sunday, there was a lot of sell-off with these Team of the Season cards.
Yep.
And I sold them also because Cazorla and Cruz, when I played with them, they are like 5-star weak foot players. You know, I love these kind of cards, and very good finishing, dribbling, agility, balance, whatever.
Yep.
But they are not like top tier cards. Even if they are from Team of the Season, they are not, let's say, they are not too good for winning games in weekend league. At least not for my level. Maybe if you're like an elite player, you can play with any card. But
yep.
As I am a gold player, gold, I finished gold during weekend league. I need players to help me, not for me to play with them. So that's why I sold them. So feedback from there. That's why also their prices are so low now. So under 200k each.
Yep.
Which for a 96 cross and 94 Cazorla with 5-star weak foot seem very, very, very cheap. Moving further, yesterday we got your favorite card. This one and
Militao
probably are your favorite flashbacks for this La Liga Team of the Season. We got Militao. Everybody waited for him, and he is very, very affordable.
Yeah.
Everybody is doing upgrade packs. Everybody is doing has these red player picks and so on. So. Making a team of 88 and two of 86, it's not so expensive these days. Did you see any impact on the market, and what did you advise over there, Jake?
Yeah, basically, we definitely saw a huge impact from him. And like you said, I think it was actually really heightened by the upgrade packs, and because so many people view themselves as having untradeable fodder now. I know people that did the Falcao objective or that have done some of these Team of the Season objectives literally just to use for SBCs as well. So you look at that on top of upgrades and other, you know, Team of the Season packs they may have got. Maybe they got Dean Henderson out of the Prem Team of the Season and they don't want him. Maybe they did. Maybe they're going to do the Turkish League and they're going to use that card to throw into something. That's going to happen a ton right now, guys, where people are going to use a lot of fodder and throw them into something. So Militao was completed crazy, crazy heavily, guys. Everyone, I mean, thousands of people did him for sure. And I'm guessing that the majority of them did the top rated version because it does have those 390 stats. And on top of that, like we said, they could lessen the cost with what they have in their club. And what I want to show you guys here is actually an effect it had on the market. And guys, it literally affected center backs ranging from 200k all the way up to 800k. I mean, you saw the same exact thing happen, because what happened was so many people did Militao that they substituted him in for center back, which means they had to sell their center back that they were using. So here I'm looking at Team of the Season Mukiele. Yesterday, before the SBC was released, he was selling right around, I'll show you guys here, right around 285k. You see that here on the graph. But once Militao hit, he got sold by everyone. So he went down from 260 to 248 and down all the way to 230k, guys. And then by yesterday evening, because so many people sold all at once, guys, that's just kind of like panic selling, and it's a drop that's going to be recovered from, because it's just when that many people sell all at once, there's still going to be buyers of that card later in the day, and there's going to be more buyers than people selling later in the day. But because everyone did Militao at the same time, you saw a lot of selling down on those center backs. So by later that evening, he climbed all the way back to 277k. If you picked him up anywhere in the lower side of things and sold him at the high end, again, you're looking at 20 to 30K profit per card there. So that trend happens when a really, really great SBC comes out for a certain position. You saw this on Gold Van Dijk. You saw it on Team of the Season PK. You saw this on Van Dijk specials. It was just a universal theme because so many people did him. And it can be very good to invest in the future, but just know that will happen when there's a really in-demand SBC.
Yeah.
And you did him, right, Florian?
I didn't do him yet because I'm waiting for my guaranteed to do the guarantee pack, and also for the red player picks tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I use some of the red player picks in this SBC. I will do it for sure because. Okay. I already have. I want to tell you guys what I packed last week. So, if you may know, I had Trent from Team of the Year, untradeable. So last week I packed on Wednesday Trent, of course, from the guaranteed Premier League one, and from the from the player, red player picks, I've got Alisson, of course, and also second pick was Robertson.
Oh, sure.
So, for me, I mean, I already have like a lot of good players in my team, so all of them, they may be considered fodder. Actually, I did also some upgrade packs on Premier League, on Thursday Premier League release.
Yep.
On the, let's say, you know, 25k league upgrade packs.
Yep.
And I've got Alisson two times.
Oh, wow.
Who else? Soyuncu another time. Also, probably I've got Trent. Yeah, probably Trent another time. So I have a lot of high rated which I can use, but I'm still waiting to see what else do I get tomorrow to make sure I do the right thing. Yep. And while we are talking, Jake, I want you to refresh the prices of La Liga team of the season, and tell me what you see compared to 15 minutes ago when we started recording.
Let me check right now. I am seeing, Florian, that they are up dramatically in price. Who would have thought, right? Who would have expected that? So, yeah. Guys, this is another theme I think we've already mentioned on this. Now I'm losing track because this happens every time. So if you guys are watching the podcast, hopefully you're learning something, because we have, I know for sure, talked about some of these methods before. So
yeah,
basically, Florian and I are kind of laughing here a little bit because the SBC came out, and now prices are, I would say, even exponentially higher for how little it's been. It's been 30 minutes, guys. And for reference here, I'm seeing Diego Carlos is up around 40 or 50K. I'm seeing Varane's up, I want to say like 70K. Ramos is up, I want to say like 100K. And again,
Ramos is up like 150.
Yeah, yeah. Like some of these cards are just absolutely flying, guys. And that's because it really takes the guaranteed for the SBC to start pushing people towards that league. So what's happening now is people are interested in building La Liga sides because they just pack someone. Maybe they pack Cruz or Carvajal or Oblak, and they're like, okay, now I should buy another card to fit him, or I should fit this card in my team now. So then they go buy another card that fits them in, like a Ramos, right? So then they're like, all right, never mind, I'm not going to pack him anyway, I'll just go buy him. And this happens, guys, every single time. It's actually funny. I told my Discord, I'm like, once the guaranteed SBC hits, they're all going to go up, you know? And then they'll go up more tomorrow because people are still hopeful that they'll pack them with some of their, you know, rewards, but they're not going to. So then they're going to go up even further, in my opinion. Varane and Ramos still have room to climb for sure. Same with the Young, nice price there at 1 million. He was literally 950K yesterday, maybe even this morning. So we just have to laugh at that a little bit, guys, because it happens every time. I don't know people's mentality. Just note that if the cost is more than the SBC, which all the cards we're really talking about are, they're not going to get packed very often, and they're going to go up in price.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't a surprise for us, Jake. I wanted to move further a little bit and to go towards... okay, let's talk a little bit what will happen next. You said a couple of things, but... do you think it's like how I feel it right now? It's like the same like last week, and you know it because I wrote you on Discord.
Yep.
I told you that everybody, so there is this thing in this year's Ultimate Team. We had an SBC for Ferland Mendy, which is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
We had an SBC which is with non-expiry date for Ramos. We have an SBC for Ramos right back. We have an SBC for Militao,
yep,
which is a center back. These are so left back, one center back, one right back, and there is Ter Stegen, who's the best goalkeeper in game by any let's say pro player or other players. And who's missing, guys? Who's missing from this picture? And mm-hmm. Am I right, Jake, to consider that maybe Varane will be the option for everybody to go if they choose a La Liga team this Thursday?
Yeah, guys, we are loving Varane here essentially for flips this week. Kind of because, kind of like Florian talked about there's a gap there, And not only that, but center backs are in general so pricey from this team, right? So we talk about Carlos, Ramos, and Varane, and we're talking about right now how little they're going to get packed. So there's going to be a lot of people, too, that can't afford these million-plus center backs or even 700K-plus. So they're going to revert to someone that provides really good links for hybrids. So Varane is a really, really great look. I'd expect him to rise at least, like, probably 7K tomorrow. Probably could be a lot higher than that again. Probably a little bit more prominent on PS4 than Xbox as well in this case. But then even with his specials, he's at a quite a bit different of a price range than the Team of the Season featured players. And there's a lot of links there that are available to him. So we do really like him going into tomorrow. And then some other cards that we liked are like some mid-tier striker options just because the strikers are so pricey. So like a Griezmann could do pretty well, Griezmann in form, if people don't pack these top-tier cards. So I'm searching him here. Like a Griezmann moment striker could do well tomorrow because there's not that many options, but people are going to get some players surrounding him, and he has a good potential to rise.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, Jake. Personally, I will, because you know, guys, I'm always honest with you guys. I have how many Varans?
Uh-oh.
I have the first inform Varan.
Oh, okay,
yeah. I went for the first inform because I wanted to search for a center back at that price range of 200-250K.
Yep.
Varan, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 10... I have like 15 of them.
Oh, wow. Nice.
10, 15 of them.
So that's your big flip.
I have a couple of gold ones also, but I don't expect too much from those. I can tell you right now that Varane, from the price that I got it, so from, I've got, oh, I have some of them even at, wow, this was too cheap to buy. 190. I bought him at 190 and now he's 220K. Yeah, so last night the prices went very low for Varane at some point.
Yep.
I'm expecting to get a lot of coins from this. Maybe at the time, yep, when you're seeing this podcast, it's already too late, so don't really rush if you see this podcast too late. Going to let's say the last question of the day. A lot of people are saying that Bundesliga is next.
Yep, it should be.
How are we feeling about it? And are we going for the rare special cards from Bundesliga that don't fit any new position? Or what are we going for?
Yeah, I think that's a fantastic look. And I think people are excited about it. I think Bundesliga has become really popular this year in foot. They've really driven a lot of content around it in terms of SBCs and objectives. So people have a lot of, I think, untradeables even in the Bundesliga, which is awesome. So yeah. I think that's a good sign. Overall, I think that you can look for positions that are missing, right? Maybe there's no left back in the team, so some Bundesliga left backs are going to rise well, or right back. I know Hakimi might be in, but my point is with that is look for positions missing, of course, but then you can also look at what we've been talking about all along, guys, what Florian mentioned earlier with Messi. Look for players that have a unique position alternative, or that they have some of their lesser versions will rise as they can't afford the team of the season. Werner is an example of that, guys. I expect Werner's team of the season to be very pricey. He should be the top striker in the Bundesliga, depending how much of an upgrade Royce and Lewandowski get. Royce will be right up there as well. But my point is, people won't be able to afford that team of the season because it will be super in demand. So some of his previous informs could get pushed up a bit as people want to integrate the Bundesliga into their team, and they can't afford that top version, so they get interested in the lesser version.
Yeah, I you are saying that a lot of people have Bundesliga cards. Personally, I have Boateng SBC.
Yep.
I have Goretzka SBC. You can link Bundesliga with Ter Stegen because he's German. A very hyped card will be Alphonso Davies.
Left
back. He's very loved by a lot of people, and he's very popular. And also, I think Sancho will be also very good. He's 5-star weak foot, and he's very fast, very agile. People love this kind of players. Guys, this would be all for today. Very short one, just to put it very fast online and for you to get the news out from us. You can listen to us on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts. You can watch me and Jake and his screen checking Fudbin prices on YouTube.
Yep.
Let us know in the comments anything you want us to talk about during next episode.
Yep.
Probably we're going to cover Bundesliga. And yeah, thanks a lot for watching. Stay safe. Jake, anything else you want to add?
No, thanks for watching, guys. Hopefully it helped you guys. We kind of focused around what we saw for content today for Team of the Season. So again, you'll keep seeing this pattern for the Bundesliga guaranteed. So I hope you learned a lot here and can take it into next week.
Thanks a lot, guys. Thanks, Jake, for today, and see you next time.
Later, guys.